Hello, welcome to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and
Chris Gillam.
First of all, we will see what we have for you in this week's information desk, and then we'll follow with some news items. Also coming up, we have a feature on North Norfolk Village, Melton Constable. But first, here's information desk.
The next two items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the second item. Thank you very much, Mrs. E. Berry, for the stamps that will be forwarded for inclusion with the NNAB's collection. Some of you have reported problems with the quarterly Norwich Citizen magazine recording 2 weeks ago. We apologise for this. It seems that all the memory sticks were affected, and we hope that this problem won't happen again. For those people to whom we are sending replacement sticks, these may be no better, so again, apologies. Thanks to Peter Howe for your kind donation.
The NNAB and RNIB Joint Choir Project. Come and join workshop leader Marion Fox in this new, informal group to discover your inner singing voice. From harmonies to short a cappella numbers, Marion will help to lead you through some popular numbers and help to form a joint choir. The meetings will take place every first Thursday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre in Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 1DZ, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. The next meeting is on Thursday, the 5th of December. Each session costs £3, including refreshments. For further details and to book your place, please contact Mark or Helen in the Leisure Activities Office on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
F. Stop Eyes Visually Impaired Photography Group. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings which are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are on outdoor Friday the 6th of December and indoors on Friday the 20th of December. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Information Centre. For more information, call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Able Community Care is a Norfolk home care company which was established in 1980 and now provides care 24/7 throughout the UK and beyond. We continually read news or articles flagging up the activities of doorstep criminals, fraudulent roofers, gardeners, service officials, and other non-genuine visitors. Over the years, we have also had first-hand evidence from our own clients and carers. As a company, we have decided to see if we can help prevent this on a small scale, and so have had a door safety sticker printed to give away to older people. To date, we have sent out 34,000 since February this year, and if you would like to have one, please ring us on 01603 764 567. That's 01603 764 567 or email info@ablecommunitycare.com. The sticker says, "Do not knock. No uninvited or unexpected callers. We will not buy anything at the door, switch utility company, give money to charity, or listen to religious or political views. Do not disturb."
Living with Sight Loss. Another of the very popular Living with Sight Loss courses are being held on the 4th of December at the Norwich Central Baptist Church in Duke Street, Norwich. The course is free and is aimed at anyone adjusting to sight loss, including their friends and families. The course offers practical and emotional support that includes information about services, hints and tips for everyday activities. It looks at helpful products and provides an opportunity to meet and share their experiences with other people with sight difficulties and who understand the challenges and frustrations that involves, as well as exploring some solutions. Companions are welcome, as often friends and family members are keen to find out the best ways of supporting their loved ones. The course will be held over 2 days, a week apart, so attendees have the chance to think about what they have learnt in the first session and come back with questions and ideas in the second session. The course is informal but confidential, and there is no reading, writing or testing, as everything is achieved through hands-on demonstration and discussion.
The Norwich Macular Group. We have been asked to remind members of the Norwich Macular Group about their Christmas party that is to be held at the Maid's Head Hotel in Norwich on Friday the 6th of December at 12 for 12:30.
Arts and crafts courses. Amy Fellows writes, I first began volunteering at NNAB in 2017 while undertaking my MA at Norwich University of the Arts. My master's research focused on how visually impaired and sighted people interact, what boundaries there are, and the stigmas attached to sight loss. As part of this research, I undertook visual impairment awareness training and continued to volunteer after I graduated. I worked part-time as a graphic designer in the South Asia Collection Museum and part-time as a freelance artist. I work mainly in collage and print, screen printing and lino printing being favourites of mine. Earlier this year, I began delivering arts and crafts classes on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre Vision Norfolk. These sessions often focus on tactile methods and outcomes. We try everything from fine art, relief printing techniques and seasonal craft projects. I also offer supported open access studio sessions where participants are encouraged to bring in their own projects. Everyone who comes always surprises me by making the activity their own, whether that's adapting the craft to work in a different way, use colours they love, or even drawing the sessions. There's no right or wrong way to take part. The remaining three Wednesday morning sessions will run on the 4th, 11th and 18th of December. They are informal and everybody is welcome. The social aspect is perhaps one of my favourite parts of the classes. People bring in work that they are having problems with, and somehow a problem shared is a problem halved. We have a cup of tea and a chat and share stories and advice. Art and crafts can give those living with sight loss a real advantage. Thinking creatively can help overcome new challenges. Problem solving and lateral thinking are all intrinsic to these sessions and adapting to a life with sight loss.
Calling all potential chess players. Have you ever wanted to learn how to play chess or would like to find out how to continue playing chess with a visual impairment? We're keen to hear from you to explore the potential interest in such a group, which will be based on a Monday in the Norwich Bradbury Activity Centre. If you would like to know more, please do get in touch with Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216.
Theatre Group. There are a number of assisted performances with full live audio description coming up this year, and touch tours are usually available and advanced introductory audio notes on a CD are sent out. Don't also forget that the Theatre Royal can offer a free PA ticket if you require a sighted assistant. Tickets are now on sale for the following performances at the Norwich Theatre Royal. Matthew Bourne's production of Red Shoes on Saturday the 22nd of February at 2:30, with tickets priced at £46.50. Based on the film by Michael Powell and Americ Pressburger and the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, Red Shoes is a tale of obsession, possession and one girl's dream to be the greatest dancer in the world. Victoria Page lives to dance, but her ambitions become a battleground between the two men who inspire her passion.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now we'll turn to some news items. There are one or two interesting local items, with sixth formers at City of Norwich School hosting an election forum with the Norwich South election candidates and the establishment of a new children's choir at Norwich Cathedral. We'll start, however, with the news of the death of prominent local man Richard Jarrold.
The former managing director of one of Norwich's most well-known businesses has died at the age of 85. Born in 1934, Richard Jarrold was the second son of John and Grace Jarrold and part of the influential Norwich family. He grew up in Cotman Road in Thorpe with his older brother Peter and younger brother Anthony. During the Second World War, he and Peter were evacuated to Westmorland before returning to Norwich and attending Old Buckenham Hall School, where he played in the first hockey and football teams. After postponing national service, he attended Queen's College in Cambridge, following in the footsteps of his father to gain a degree in natural sciences. In 1953, he met his wife Waltrude, who was staying in Norwich at the time. The pair were married 5 years later in 1958. After finishing his studies, Mr. Jarrold joined the 5th Royal Horse Artillery Regiment, stationed in Germany, allowing him to make frequent visits to his future wife. With her family living in a village called Winnengen, close to the town of Coblenz, Mr. and Mrs. Jarrold were instrumental in establishing its twinning with Norwich, working tirelessly over 3 decades to forge strong connections between the two places. In 1959, he took over the role of managing director of Jarrold Retail, a role he held for more than 30 years. During this period, he oversaw a major expansion of the London Street department store, extending the business to include fashion and furniture, facilitated by the purchase of the neighbouring Corn Exchange.
Norwich election candidates were grilled on the NHS, climate change, trust and education policies during a hustings event held at a city centre school. Students at the City of Norwich School quizzed candidates in the Norwich South seat at an event held at the Eaton Road School. The Green Party's Catherine Rowett, James Wright, Liberal Democrats, Clive Lewis, Labour, Sandy Gilchrist, Brexit Party, and Mike Spencer, Conservatives, fielded questions from around 250 sixth formers for 90 minutes at the event, hosted by the campaign Vote for Your Future, which aims to get young people's voices heard. In response to a question about plans by Ormiston Academy, which runs the City of Norwich School, to cut more than 130 ICT, caretaking and maintenance jobs, Mr. Wright told students he had real concerns about academies, while Mr. Lewis said, "Education is a public good. The Labour Party would create a national education service, which academies will be brought back into." Further questions included the issue of trust in politics, the candidates' plans for the Brexit and the NHS, and how they would tackle poverty in Norwich South. James Christopher, head of social sciences, said the students' interest in politics had risen since the 2017 election. "The climate agenda is huge for them," he said. "They've been passionately engaged with the marches and strikes."
Children who love to sing are being offered the chance to join a new choir at Norwich Cathedral. The newly created Norwich Cathedral Children's Choir is free to join, open to children aged 6 to 11, and will meet to rehearse on Saturday mornings. Those who join before Saturday, November the 30th, will have the chance to sing at the Cathedral's Christmas Eve crib service. Ashley Grote, the Cathedral's Master of Music, said, "This is a great opportunity for children who love to sing to simply have fun with music and to enjoy the unique experience of taking part in special events at Norwich Cathedral. There is no audition to join the choir and no experience is necessary. The only prerequisite is a love of singing. The choir's first public performance will be at the Christmas Eve crib service at midday."
A council is owed more than £16,000 in unpaid rent by the firm behind the now-collapsed Café Britannia. Britannia Enterprises Community Interest Company, which went into liquidation in August with more than £600,000 of debts, rented the Guildhall from Norwich City Council. It also ran the cafes at Norwich Prison, Waterloo Park and Gibraltar Gardens. It used the historic building in the city centre for its bistro Britannia business, but it had not paid rent to the council. The council is unlikely to be able to get any money back, as the company's accounts show it had just £9,000 of assets and £630,000 in debt. The authority has also defended its decision to let Britannia Enterprise lease the Guildhall and Waterloo Park Pavilion, where it ran Park Britannia Cafe, without marketing the leases first. In 2015, the City Council marketed another building it owned, the Eaton Park Cafe, and almost 150 people came forward to run it. However, over a year later, when the City Council was looking for tenants to take over Waterloo Park Pavilion and the Guildhall, the lease was given to Britannia in a closed process.
Norfolk County Council has been challenged to prove it needs to increase its parking provisions as it prepares to move hundreds of staff members into its headquarters. As part of plans to relocate more than 500 members of staff from Carrow House to County Hall, the County Council is looking to ramp up the amount of staff parking it offers. However, planners at Norwich City Council, who will ultimately have to give the plans their approval, have warned the Council will need a strong argument to justify any expansion. Ahead of formal planning permission being submitted, the County Council turned to City Hall for guidance on how to go about the proposal with a variety of options. The three options proposed for expanding the car park were increasing the size of the existing annex car park, making alterations to one of the existing car parks, and a raised deck on the main car park.